I'm Rona Tarrant. The United States will no longer allow people who enter the country illegally to claim asylum. The new crackdown on immigration published by the Department of Homeland Security is expected to face court challenges. The American Civil Liberties Union has said the right to request asylum must be granted to anyone entering the country, regardless of where they were. U.S. bishops have called for a policy that treats migrants fairly and humanely. Officials in California say a Marine Corps veteran with suspected mental health issues killed 12 people in a busy bar, including an officer. The shooting took place in Thousand Oaks, northwest of Los Angeles. Police named the suspect as 28-year-old Ian David Long. President of the U.S. Bishops Conference, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, asked people to pray for the victims and their loved ones, and also called for the enactment of reasonable measures to end gun violence. The Archdiocese of Agana in Guam has announced that it will file for bankruptcy and reorganize under the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. Archbishop Michael Byrne said the bankruptcy process will allow all abuse claimants to have their claims resolved and will allow the Archdiocese to continue its mission. In June 2016, Pope Francis placed the previous head of the Agana Archdiocese, Archbishop Anthony Aperon, on leave after accusations he sexually abused minors were made public. The Archbishop has repeatedly denied the allegations. A committee of the European Union Bishops' Commission has said politicians must act to assist workers as technology continues to transform jobs across Europe. It comes in a new report on the future of work, which addresses the decreasing availability of traditional middle-class jobs and the lack of secure work with health and pension benefits. The report recommends strengthening EU policy to recognise the issues. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.